Hi, thanks for downloading Not Another Marketing Podcast. My name's John Tromans. I'm a digital marketing trainer in the UK. And today we're talking about my desk. Yes, I've tidied it up a lot. It was a little bit of a mess, to be honest with you, so I've tidied it up quite a lot. We're talking specifically about six things you need on your work-at-home desk. Okay, before we get going, I just want to quickly mention the training that I do. It's private training, online training, on-demand video training as well. You can find out more about it at jtid.co.uk. Also, there's a transcript of this pod as well on the website. You can find that if you want to read through it and some pictures as well at jtid.co.uk/podcasts/work-at-home. Right, let's get on with it. Okay, lots of people are being sent home at the moment to go and work. We don't want to be working in crowds. We don't want to be working in lots and lots of people. We might catch something. So we're being sent home. We're being told to work. And for a lot of people, it's a completely different environment to have to sit down and actually do some proper work. And I've been working from home myself for probably the last 20 plus years, probably close on 25 years now. What I want to focus on in this podcast is a few things that you actually need on your desk, because you need to create a really good environment to be able to work properly at home. So here's six things you need on your desk. And I've got all these things on my desk when you work from home. Right, the first thing is a notepad and a nice pen. You need a notepad and you need a nice pen. I know. You think to yourself, well, I can take all my notes on my computer, no problem. I've tried that. I've tried Evernote, I've tried OneNote, I've tried all the apps, all the bits and bobs, all the things. It's not as easy as writing down notes on a piece of paper and a notepad, especially if you're on a conference call. If you're on a conference call and trying to switch between different screens here and there just to make a few notes, it gets complicated. So get yourself a nice notepad. Don't get a big notepad because your desk is going to get crowded really, really quickly. So I got nice little A5 notepads. I've got a Moleskine, a yellow one, which is very cool. That's on the desk. And I also use quite a few of Conceptum's notepads. It's Conceptum. But they've got like a weird sort of like textured front. Hear that? Yeah, they're very cool. They're soft cover notebooks, not like the Moleskine, which is quite hard. And they're quite thin as well, so you can pack them in a bag and take them with you. Really good notepads, seriously good notepads. So get yourself a good notepad, A5 size, small notepad on your desk so you can make notes. You need a nice pen as well, definitely. And the two which I use are UniPen, which is a fine line pen, which is 0.8 millimeters. And then I use another one, which is called a Jetstream, Uniball Jetstream. And that is 0.7 millimetres. They're really good pens to write with, to be honest with you. The last thing you want is a pen that digs into the paper on your notepad. And you don't want something that's smudgy. So both of these pens, they dry quickly. They're easy to write with. So when you're on conference calls and you're chatting to people online, or you've got one hand on your mobile phone and you're trying to type with it, just make notes on a piece of paper. And then you can write your notes up on Evernote or OneNote or something like that after you've finished. I hope you like the silly little numbers. It took me ages to do these, I tell you. They're good fun, aren't they? Feel like I'm sort of like doing the charts on a Sunday night at 5 o'clock. Find out what number one is. Right, okay. So the second thing we need on our desk is a full-size monitor, keyboard and mouse. I know you're going to grumble at me about this. People do. You need a full-size monitor, proper one, a keyboard, a full-size keyboard and a proper mouse. I know you've spent like $2,000 on this MacBook Pro, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful with its butterfly keys and things like that. No, it's really awkward. I'll tell you why, and this is from experience, because I used to work with a laptop on a desk. And laptops, you have to sit a certain way from the keyboard and the screen. You can't really dictate it an awful lot. It depends on how long your arms are and how big the laptop is and how big your desk is and things like that. You can't position things exactly where you want them. So you end up forcing yourself to be working in a certain way and in a certain position. And that way might not be the most comfortable way for you to be working. Now, if you've got a full-size monitor, a nice 22-inch, 24-inch big HD monitor sat there, and you've plugged your laptop into it, the first thing is that you can have two monitors then. So you can have your laptop on the right-hand side, and you can have your big screen right in front of you. And then you can have, say, your Skype or your video conferencing software on the right-hand side, on your little monitor, on your little laptop screen. And you can have all your actual work on the big screen. But what it does is it means you can set where you work in relation to your desk. You can put the chair where you want to put it. You can put your keyboard where you want to put it. You can put your monitor where you want to put it. You're not forced into having to work where the laptop is, if that makes sense. If you sit there, I've tried it in the past. It's awkward. It's much better with a big screen. Much better with a big screen. Same goes for a mouse and a keyboard as well. If you use a full-size proper keyboard instead of the laptop keyboard, you can, again, position that keyboard in a place that's more comfortable for you. The same with the mouse. I use a vertical mouse from Anker. It fits kind of like into the V between your thumb and your first finger. Way more comfortable than a normal mouse. This is a much more ergonomic, it's a much more comfortable way of being able to work. Okay, number three, what do you need? A good quality external webcam. Don't rely on the webcam in your laptop, because again, we're going to get into a situation where you're going to have to position the screen and tilt it in a certain way that the webcam can see you. Now, if you've got a giant monitor on the screen, you've got your laptop tucked up to the corner on the right, like I've got on my desk in front of me now, then the webcam doesn't work properly. It just doesn't find me. It cuts off the top of my head. So what I end up doing is I tilt the screen, I move the laptop, I alter the screen and everything around so it captures my whole head on the webcam. But then I'm in a situation that the screen isn't in a comfortable position to be able to actually like see it properly. And usually, and it's, oh my days. So get yourself an external webcam. They're really cheap on Amazon. They're like, I don't know, less than £20, £20, £25, something like that. I got a little HD one that I sit on top of my main monitor and I can move it around. It's on like a little ball joint thingy and you can move it around. You can point it exactly where you want. So it depends if I'm sat back in my chair, sat right forwards, I can just fit into the whole video conferencing thing. And believe me, when you work at home, you do a lot of video conferencing, an awful lot of it. So you need people to be able to see you and see you properly. So get a good external webcam. Number four, get some decent headphones, over-ear headphones if possible, some fairly decent big ones. The little in-ear ones like you get with your phone, they're all right, they're okay, but you can still hear a lot of stuff that goes around you. It's not like you're listening to music. You might be listening to music, I listen to music, but if you are listening to music, it's not too bad because the music kind of like drowns out all the stuff that's going on around you. But if you're having a video conference and it's just speech and you're talking backwards and forwards to people on Skype or Microsoft Teams or Slack or one of those apps out there, then other things going on around you will distract you. And if you've got some big headphones that fit right over the top of your ears, it tends to drown that out quite a bit. I always get irritated when like lorries and trucks and things start backing up and you get that this vehicle is reversing. And that starts irritating me when I'm on a conference call or something. So I've got big headphones, I stick them on my head, I whack the volume up nice and loud so that when I'm on a conference call, that's all I can focus on. It's all I can think about is what I'm saying to the person, listen to them properly. And, you know, something happens in the background, somebody makes a noise in another room in the house, and half of you is trying to listen to what is going on there instead of concentrating on your meeting or your video conference, whatever it is you're doing. So grab some decent headphones, nice big over-the-ear headphones, whack up the volume and be nice and comfortable with them. Five. Number five, right, here we go, a nice mouse mat. I've left a mouse mat differently to the bit about the monitor, keyboard and mouse, because I think a mouse mat is really, really important for your wrist, especially if you work from home and you're going to be working from home for a long time. You spend an awful lot of time with your hand on a mouse. You spend a hell of a lot, more time than you would spend probably when you're in an office. If you think to yourself when you're in an office, you might, I don't know, you might sort of like have lots of face-to-face meetings. Well, all these meetings are going to take place online now. So you're going to be using your mouse an awful lot. And I've found, particularly myself, after 20 years or 25 years almost of working from home, I have aches and pains in my wrist a lot, especially in the winter and when it gets colder. So get yourself a really good mouse mat, one of those mouse mats that's got some memory foam on it to actually protect your mouse. It works wonders, I promise you, it really does. Mine kind of like molds to the shape of my wrist, and I just slot my wrist in, I've got my vertical mouse, and away we go. Being able to protect your wrist when you're spending, I don't know, 8, 10, 12, 14 hours in front of a computer, working from home all day, protecting your wrist is really, really important, because kind of like in later life, you don't want to end up like me with a numb arm in the winter if you've been sat in front of your computer too long. So grab yourself a really nice mouse mat, one of those posh ones with a little foam pad at the end, and you can rest your wrist in. And it stops your wrist getting cold as well. That's another thing. If you've got your wrist actually sort of like resting on the table or on the desk where you're working, it really gets cold, especially in the winter. So nice mouse mat. Grab yourself one of those. And finally, the final one, the most important thing you need on your desk. It's really important. It's more important than coffee. It's a toy. You need some toys. You need something to look at whilst you're sat at your desk. It gets boring, okay? You're not necessarily, well, I don't anyway. When I work from home, I don't tend to find myself wandering around the house an awful lot. I don't do that. I tend to work harder, like I said at the beginning, work harder at home than I do if I ever work in an office. So being sat at my desk and everything, I'm working for hours and hours and hours on end. And I've got two little toys that have travelled around with me from house to house to house to all the different desks I've worked on. Pink Power Ranger and James Bond. Now, I can't remember where I got them from. I think it was from one of my kids' Happy Meals from McDonald's when they were like 4 or 5 years old. But I have a pink Power Ranger, yeah, and I have a James Bond, and I think it's a Pierce Brosnan James Bond. It's not Daniel Craig, definitely not. It is more Pierce Brosnan than Daniel. I'm going to take a photo of them and I'm going to put them on the website. Okay, so jtid.co.uk/podcasts/work-at-home. You can have a look and see if you think it's Pierce Brosnan. Why have a toy on your day? It just takes your mind off things every now and then. You can just look at them. You can have a little bit of a smile. You can forget about what you're doing. It helps break your thinking process up a little bit. You might have a little squeezy ball or something in the corner. You might have one of those really irritating executive toys from the 1980s. You know, the tick, 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 tick metronome thing. Oh, that would drive me mad. That would be out of the window within about 5 minutes. But get a toy. Get something that can distract you, but not distract you too much, if that makes sense. Stick it on your desk and enjoy it. These two little figures have followed me around literally for about the last 25 years. Seriously. Which is why I think it's Pierce Brosnan. Definitely not Daniel Craig. Okay, I hope you found this podcast useful, and it's given you a few ideas on things to have on your desk. Recap them really quickly. Notepad and a nice pen, a full-size monitor, keyboard and mouse. That is so important, I think. Good quality external webcam. Yeah, it's rubbish working from your laptop all day. It's great working from your laptop in a coffee shop. It's great working on a laptop in the evening on your sofa. It's brilliant. But working from a laptop all day on a desk, 8, 10, 12, 14 hours all day, every day, week after week, it's hard work. So grab yourself big keyboard, big monitor, big mouse, good quality webcam, that's good, decent headphones, nice mouse mat, and some toys. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I would love you to subscribe. You can head over to jtid.co.uk/podcasts. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, lots of other places. Thanks for listening.